So was it a little bittersweet to be going in because one of your teammates went down, or were you just excited to get experience and show what you can do?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Just got to take advantage of the opportunities I'm given and make the most out of it.
So how much different is playing in Utah's scheme versus UCLA where you were as a freshman?
It's a lot different for me because UCLA as a three front, so I'm playing inside the tackle all the time, and then here as a four front, so I'm more at the true defensive end and rushing from a five. So I prefer the four much because I feel like I'm a true 4-3 defensive end.
When did you hear about the incident that happened Saturday night, and what was kind of your reaction?
I just wish them the best. I wish them a speedy recovery. My prayers are out for them.
Okay. Sorry. Say again about your teammates when you first heard about them and what your thoughts are on those guys that are recovering right now.
I just wish them a speedy recovery, and I'm praying for them all the time.
When you were called upon on Friday, tell me what your emotions were like, and then once you got onto the field.
I'm always ready. I mean, I was in the series before. So, I mean, I knew I was going to get a certain amount of playing time, but, I mean, I wasn't expecting something like that to happen, but I'm always ready. I'm always practicing hard during the week just in case something happens like that.
Injuries are obviously a big part of football. Kendall comes in. You came in. We see this all the time. How do the coaches prepare you guys to be in those positions?
The same as the starters. I mean, we all take the same amount of reps during practice. We're all during the meetings. We're all contributing the same amount, so all of us are ready to go at any given moment.
What did you learn about Fresno State watching that game Saturday? That thing got out of hand quickly.
I wasn't able to watch that game. I mean, I saw the score, but I'm looking forward to start watching film and start practicing for them.
When you see a score like that, does something in your mind say, hey, this might be an opportunity for us to do some things?
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, you never know. Something could be a fluke game or something, so we can't look at them any different. We got to prepare hard for them.
Thanks.
Did you get a chance to watch many games because you guys played on Friday?
I'm trying to think. Saturday, I wasn't really able to watch games.
Did you catch, like, Oregon, Michigan State or anything?
I caught the end of that. I remember that. I catched the end of that. That was a pretty good game.
With Oregon, obviously you're focused on Fresno State, but Oregon's the next opponent after that. Do you have any thoughts on them at all?
Not yet. I'm just focused on Fresno State right now.
Going off of what Coach Whittingham said as far as making good decisions and when he talks to you guys about, what have you learned from this whole situation? I guess, what's your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, it's something tough that, I mean, it's hard for me emotionally dealing with something like that because I'm really close with both of them. But, I mean, it's just a freak accident. I mean, never expect it to happen in Utah. So, I don't know. It's pretty tough, but we just got to keep moving forward.
What were your thoughts when you first heard this coming down?
It was very tragic for me. And like I said, they're both close with me. I mean, I was close with both of them, but I'm just saying my prayers. Wish him a speedy recovery.
Have you had a chance to visit the hospital?
No, I have not. Looking forward to it.
What is the team doing to kind of show their support for these two?
This is the first time we've been together since the whole incident, so we haven't had much time together yet.